and by afternoon he felt a little better. The pulse from the tower was growing rapidly now, growing in strength and urgency. So was his Red Daddy's voice, urging him on, urging him to stay within striking distance. Old White Gunslinger Daddy had gotten no more than 4 hours sleep a night for weeks now, because he had been standing watch and watch with the now-departed Blackbird Mommy. But Blackbird Mommy hadn't ever had to pull that cart, had she? No. Just rode in it like Queen Shit of Turd Hill, did she? He. Which meant Old White Gunslinger Daddy was plenty tired. Even with the pulse of the Dark Tower to buoy him up and pull him onward. Tonight Old White Daddy would either have to depend on the artist and the mutt to stand the first watch, or try to do the whole thing on his own. Mordred thought he could stand one more wakeful night himself, simply because he knew he'd never have to have another. He would creep close, as he had the previous night. He would watch their camp, with the old man-monster's glass eyes for far-seeing. And when they were all asleep, he would change for the last time, and rush down upon them. Scrabble-de-dee comes me, he. Old White Daddy might never even wake up, but Mordred hoped he would. At the very end, just long enough to realize what was happening to him. Just long enough to know that his son was snatching him into the land of death only hours before he would have reached his precious Dark Tower. Mordred clenched his fists and watched the fingers turn black. He felt a terrible but pleasurable itching up the sides of his body as the spider legs tried to burst through, 7 instead of 8, thanks to the terrible, nasty, awful Blackbird Mommy who had been both preg and not preg at the same time, and might she rot screaming in Toadash space forever, or at least until one of the great ones who lurked there found her.